Good day, America. Welcome to the Carter Report. Thanks for joining us. Our topic today is the omens, the signs of the times. Ancient prophets in the Bible not only spoke about ancient civilizations like Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, and Rome, but they spoke about our here and now civilization. I'm going to show you today in the Carter Report the most incredible prophecy that talks about the hydrogen bomb. We are going to answer the question, will America, will Russia destroy each other and the world with nuclear weapons? Join us today in The Omens.
The Carter Report investigates the mysteries of the past as it seeks to interpret amazing predictions concerning our future. John Carter, scholar, writer, and traveler, invites you to join him as he unlocks mankind's most valuable treasure.
And I want you to turn, please, tonight over here to Matthew chapter 16 and verses 1 down to 3. It's great to see you folk here with these Bibles tonight. And I want you, please, to turn Matthew chapter 16 and verses 1 down to 3. We are going to talk about the great omens concerning our civilization. We are going to talk about the signs of the times. Have you got the passage? Matthew 16 verses 1 down to 3. The Bible says, then the Pharisees and the Sadducees came, and testing Jesus, asked that he would show them a sign from heaven. He answered and said to them, when it is evening, you say, it'll be fair weather, for the sky is red. And then verse 3, he said, and in the morning, it'll be foul weather today, for the sky is red and threatening. Hypocrites! You know how to discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern, Jesus said, the signs of the times. Jesus, my friend, spoke about the signs of the times. And tonight we are going to explore the question, what do the signs of the times have to say to you? What do the signs of the times have to say to me tonight in the land of the United States of America? I want now to come over here to this blackboard. You know, it's quite a distance, and I go back and forth all the time, and this is one way I get my exercise. I'm going to put up those words that Jesus spoke about, because these words come right from the very lips of Jesus Christ, the greatest prophet that the world has ever seen. Jesus said, you know a great deal about the signs of the weather. Jesus said, you can tell when it's going to rain, you can tell when it's going to be dry, but Jesus said, you don't know a great deal about the signs of the times. And tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I am going to tell you something. I am going to tell you a tremendous message from the prophets of this book, because the signs of the times tell us that the greatest event in the history of the human race is about to burst upon America and the rest of the world. Tonight, we are going to notice the omens, the signs of the times. And I want you to come now to the Apocalypse. That book was written about 1,900 years ago, written by the prophet John in prison for his faith on the island of Patmos. And I want you now, every one of you in this great auditorium, I want you please to come over here to page 1,210, Revelation chapter 11 and verse 18. And this is going to be the first of the signs or the omens that we are going to talk about tonight. Revelation 11 and verse 18. Have you got it there? Please notice the text. Revelation 11 verse 18. And the prophet said 1,900 years ago, ladies and gentlemen, the nations were angry. That sounds like today. as I was reading through Time magazine, almost every page said, the nations were angry. It says, the nations were angry, and your wrath has come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged. That happens, my friend, right at the very end. And then it says, and that you should reward your servants, the prophets, and the saints, and those who fear your name, small and great. This is a prophecy that concerns the very last day. And then it says, here it is, and should destroy those who destroy the earth. And then the Bible goes on to say, then the temple of God in heaven was opened, and the ark of his covenant was seen in his temple. And there were lightnings, noises, thunderings, an earthquake, and a great hail. That, my friend, is the very end of human civilization. And the Bible says, one of the greatest signs before Jesus Christ comes again, the Bible says the nations in the world are going to be preparing for Armageddon. Jesus said the nations would be angry, but Jesus Christ, the greatest of all the prophets, said these words, and here it is, he will destroy those who destroy the earth. You think of that, friend. Let's come over here, and we're going to put this amazing omen up on the blackboard. This book of Revelation was written in the days of bows and arrows. How could men destroy the earth 2,000 years ago? The concept was absolutely absurd. But this man, imprisoned for his faith on the island of Patmos, my friend, said that the nations, right at the very end of time, would get the capacity, the horrendous capacity, to destroy the earth. Let me write this up here. Number one, omen number one, destroyers. The Bible talks about it, destroyers. And then it says, destroyers, not of any little city, but destroyers of the earth. I want to say tonight to the skeptic, the cynic, the person who doesn't believe, the atheist who is sitting out here in this great audience, listen to me, my friend. How on earth did this man, writing 2,000 years ago on the island of Patmos, how on earth did this man know that the human race would get the horrendous ability to destroy the earth? I ask you, my friend, how did he know? I want to tell you, I know how he knew. God told him. This book is not any ordinary book. This book was inspired by the very Spirit of God. And God said, right down at the very end of time, men in this world would get the horrendous, the mind-boggling capacity to wipe out all life on planet Earth. I want you to know tonight that we have come to that great period in the history of the Earth. The nations are angry. And the next great event in the history of the human race, according to the prophets, will be the coming of Jesus Christ the second time to intervene in human history. That's what the Bible says. Listen to me, my friend. Tonight, as we sit here in this beautiful theater, tonight, the Russians and the Americans and the British and the French and the Chinese have got 50,000 nuclear weapons armed, ready to go, that could wipe out the city of Dallas and the Metroplex and Fort Worth 1,500,000 times over. Can you comprehend that? I cannot. 50,000 nuclear weapons all ready to go, sitting, my friend, ready to go, and they can wipe out Hiroshima, Sydney, Moscow, New York, New Orleans, Melbourne, any of these great cities, 1,500,000 times over. Did you know that the new Trident submarines that are being produced by the great United States of America at the cost of at the cost of almost $2,000 million each. Can you think of it? $2 billion each. Each Trident submarine can wipe out every city, every major population center in the great Russian continent. Listen, that is an omen. Listen, that is a sign. It is a sign that was given 2,000 years ago that we are living right at the very, very end, and that we are living in this era when the temple in heaven is going to be opened and God is going to step forth in judgment and deal with the nations. This is what the Bible says. There is no doubt about it. And in fact, tonight, the nations have the ability to wipe out the entire planet, not only once, not only twice, not only three times, not only five times, not only 10 times, but the nations in this world have got the ability to completely obliterate all life on planet Earth 16 times over. And people say to me, do you really think there is going to be a nuclear war? My friend, when I have read the prophets, the Bible makes it very, very plain there are going to be tremendous wars, and there is no reason to believe that those wars are not going to include nuclear weapons. And the Bible says that God is not going to allow the nations to wipe out the human race. I want you to know this tonight. Russia will not write the last chapter in the history of the human race. There is still a God in heaven, and when the nations are about to absolutely destroy all human life on this earth, the Bible says God Almighty is going to step in, and God is going to say, "You've gone far enough." That's what God is going to say. You've gone far enough. You're not going to go any further. I am still in charge. I am not an absentee landlord. Don't count God out, my friend, because God is still alive and well on planet Earth. You get it? There is a great omen. The Bible says, destroyers of the earth. Omen number one. Come with me now to page 1193. Please turn to it as fast as you can, because I've got so much material to press in. 1193, 2 Peter chapter 3, 2 Peter chapter 3, and it's verse 10. Got so much to get through tonight. 2 Peter 3, verse 10. We're going to talk about some of the most amazing things you've ever heard of. If we've even got time tonight, we're going to touch on the coming world boycott, the great totalitarian state, which is going to bring about a worldwide boycott. We're going to talk about the United States of the world. We're going to talk about some of the most amazing prophecies you've ever dreamed about, or perhaps never dreamed about. Come here to 2 Peter 3, verse 10 says, "But the day of the Lord," that's the very end, "the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night," unexpected. People are not going to be expecting this. They'll be asleep. "In which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up." The Bible says, my friend, 2,000 years ago, it said something was going to happen to the earth, and the very elements of the earth were going to catch on fire. When this was written 2,000 years ago, skeptics must have been laughing themselves almost silly. But the Bible said men would get this ability. But the good news, my friend, is in verse 13. It says, "Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells." God, my friend, is going to have a new day. And even though it appears as though the outlook is absolutely black, I'm here to tell you folks something tonight. It is not the outlook that counts. It is the uplook. And the uplook tells me that God is still on his throne. Did you hear that, my friend? In Texas, God is still on his throne, and God has still got his hand in over the affairs of the human race, and God will let man only go so far. But what we are seeing today in this tremendous arms build-up, that is one of the greatest omens that Jesus Christ is going to come again. I want you now, please, to come over here to the ancient prophecy of Joel, page 884, the book of Joel, written 2,700 years ago, and I want you to turn back to Daniel, Hosea, Joel, and we'll come to verse 30 and onwards. My biggest problem in these lectures is that we've got so much to tell you and not enough time. Please turn with me to Joel chapter 2, verse 30 and verse 31. The Bible says, in the last days, and I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. That's interesting, in the heavens. Blood, fire, pillars of smoke, P-I-L-L-A-R-S, pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and terrible day of the Lord. The Bible says, right at the very end of time, this man, in prophetic vision, looked right down to the very end of time, and he looked up into the sky, and there, to his horror, he saw blood and fire and pillars of smoke. Let me come over here to the blackboard, and let me do a little sketch for you. The word pillar here is the Hebrew word, would you believe it? It is the Hebrew word for palm tree. And my friend, as he was watching them, he saw in the heavens, let me get some space here, he saw blood and fire, and he saw palm trees of smoke. Blood, fire, palm trees of smoke. My friend, I ask you, what does it sound like? Please tell me. Blood and fire, mushrooms, palm trees of smoke. And this was going on when men were destroying the earth. That, my friend, is one of the greatest signs of the times. This tells me, my friend, that we are living right at the very end of human civilization. And we were talking the other night, we were talking about the great image of Daniel 2. And you'll remember where that great stone came out of God's blue sky. Remember that, friend? And that great stone came and it struck the image upon the feet. I want to tell you, my friend, that stone represents the kingdom of Jesus Christ. And the signs of the time say, the stone is coming and you and I had better get ready to meet it. This is what the omens are telling us. Would you come over now to page 1024? Come over now to the words of Jesus. Over here to Luke chapter 21, verse 11, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and I think it is, yes it is, Luke 21, verse 11, and here Jesus is speaking in this great chapter, which is called by some the little apocalypse, because it concerns the very end of time. And Jesus said, verse 11, there will be great earthquakes in various places. Did you know that earthquakes are coming with a greater rapidity? Did you know that this old world is having more earthquakes than it's ever had before? The Bible says there'll be great earthquakes in various places. And the Bible says there will be famines, worldwide famines, and pestilences, awful diseases like AIDS. And then it says there will be fearful sights, great signs from heaven. Jesus said, right before the very end of time, there would be famines, yes. Jesus said, there would be pestilences. Jesus said, there would be awful plagues. You can read about that in Revelation 16. And then Jesus said, men would gaze up into the heavens. And the Bible says, there will be fearful sights and great signs from heaven. My friend, this was in the time when Joel was looking up and he saw the great palm tree of smoke going up. And John the Revelator said, men will be destroying the earth. listen to me, the human race hasn't got a great deal more time to get ready for the greatest event in the history of the human race. Some time ago, when I was in my hometown of Sydney, I was having a meal with a very dear friend of mine, a well-known television personality who's worked all through the United States of America, worked for a number of presidents, and he had just seen the movie The Day After. When I went to see this man, this hard businessman, this professional man, this television personality, this television executive producer, and this man who was not a professing Christian, as we sat talking together, he said to me, "John," he said, "tell me, is there any hope for the human race?" He said, "When I came home and watched that movie," he said, "after we looked at that movie, my wife and I just held up our hands in horror, and we said, what hope is there for us? Is there any hope for the human race? It appears that the human race is doomed." And I looked Brian in the eye, and I said, "My friend Brian, I want to tell you something." He said, "Tell me, is there any message?" He said, "Is there any message from the Word of God?" I said to him, "Brian, there is no hope for the human race." He said, "You mean there is no hope at all?" I said, "Brian, there is no hope for the human race except for the coming of Jesus Christ." I said, "If you leave the coming of Jesus Christ out of the picture, the human race is doomed, and my friend, there is no hope for us. But I want to tell you folk here tonight, I believe that there is tremendous hope, because Jesus said, when you see these things, then stand up and rejoice, because you will know that the kingdom of God is coming." I want you, please. Now, look at this. This should really get you encouraged. Look at verse 25, please. Look at verse 25 of the same chapter. Everybody, please, here in this great auditorium, please notice the text, because this is tremendously important. You and I have to get to know this. Verse 25, Jesus said, "There will be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and on the earth, distress of nations with perplexity." The nations won't know what to do. The Americans won't know what to do. The Russians won't know what to do. The English won't know what to do. The nations will be perplexed. The Bible says, the sea and the waves roaring. They won't know which way to turn from the elements. And then it says, verse 26, men's hearts failing them for fear, and the expectation of those things that are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven will be shaken. Did you hear that? Those words 2,000 years ago, it describes our own day and age, and the Bible says men won't know which way to turn, they won't know which way to go, and their hearts will be failing them for fear. The Bible says that fear with icy cold fingers will reach out and grab men by the throats. And they won't know what to do. They will see the nuclear devastation. They will see the awful pestilences, and they will say, "What on earth can we do?" And they won't know what to do. But then it says, verse 27, "And here is the greatest of all good news." Here it is. Listen to it. Jesus said, "Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to happen, look up," Jesus said, "lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near." Jesus said, those things that cause terror to an unbeliever, those things bring reassurance to the heart of a Christian, because Jesus said, these signs of the times are telling us that Jesus Christ has not abandoned this planet. Jesus, my friend, is going to come back, and Jesus is coming back to save his people. And I say tonight, hallelujah, thank God, and praise the Lord, it's going to happen. And we don't need to be pessimistic, because the Bible says Christ is coming. Great news. Great news, and something that can lift our hearts up. I want everybody, when they leave this theater tonight, to walk out with their heads high and with a spring in the step, and to go out and say, Christ is coming. Those things that are terrifying the nations, those things that are terrifying the statesmen, these things tell us Christ is going to come. That, my friend, is the good news. I want you to come now to Matthew 24, verse 7, I think. Come over here to this great chapter, which is written about the omens and the last days. Matthew 24, verse 7. There are so many of these omens. I want you to notice them, please. Matthew chapter 24 and verse 7. It's good to see the pages being turned over. Matthew 24, verse 7, Jesus said, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. Jesus said right before the end, not only would be the nations tied up with spending huge sums of money on nuclear weapons, did you know that the superpowers spend $1 million every 60 seconds on weapons to maim and to kill and to obliterate? Did you know that? $1 million every 60 seconds, and at the same time, the Bible says millions of people will be starving to death. My friend, what a paradox.